AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A record-breaking number of Americans are expected to watch tonight as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump tangle with each other in their first 2016 general election presidential candidates debate. Their campaign managers are tackling each other this morning. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway telling the Today Show, "The American people aren't responding to Hillary Clinton, and her performance in past debates proves that."
Yes, she's experienced at doing them, but the experience hasn't necessarily been beneficial. I've been asking voters formally, can you name anything from a debate that you've seen in Hillary Clinton that really moved you or that you remember? And they can't. She's been in 34 of them.
Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook.
All that we're asking from Donald Trump is that he stick with the facts, that he give clear plans, and that he have a command of the issues. That's how we think that the candidates should be judged. That's how they've been judged in the past.
He was on the Today Show this morning. The sporting world is remembering golf legend Arnold Palmer for making golf a truly international sport and for his personal touch. Arnold Palmer died at a Pittsburgh hospital yesterday. He was 87 years old. One of Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez's teammates says he's waiting to wake up from the nightmare. Fernandez died yesterday after the boat he and two others were on slammed into a small pier off Miami Beach. Fernandez was 24 years old. Authorities say speed was part of this.
It does appear that speed was involved due to the impact and the severity of it. It does appear to be that they were coming at full speed when they encountered the jetty and the accident happened.
We don't have all the details yet, though. We are learning that Pfizer will not split into two publicly traded companies, a decision that, at least for now, ends Wall Street speculation over the drug maker's future. This is AP Radio News. A remake of a classic Western is tops at the box office. AP correspondent Jamie Fryer reports.
Man carries a gun, he tends to use it.
Denzel Washington rides to number one. He leads the Magnificent Seven, taking in $35 million this weekend. That's one of the best openings ever for a Western.
Storks don't deliver babies anymore. If anyone finds out about this, I am dead meat.
The animated Storks opens in a distant second this weekend. After 2 weeks at number one, Sully drops to third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Truman Capote's ashes have been sold at auction. Yeah, you heard that right. Writer Truman Capote's ashes have been sold at auction in Los Angeles for $45,000. He was the author of Breakfast at Tiffany's and In Cold Blood, among other classics. For years, Johnny Carson's ex-wife Joanne had kept the ashes, but she died last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.